It's been 400 years since the beginning of the transatlantic slave trade. To mark this, the president of Ghana is welcoming descendants of those enslaved back home. It's called the Year of Return. Here he is announcing it in September of 2018.
We will work together to make sure that never again will we allow a handful of people with superior technology to walk into Africa, seize our peoples, and sell them into slavery.
The goal is to learn more about the history of Ghana and invest in the country. It's expected to draw about 500,000 visitors from here in the U.S. and around the world. One of those returning is actor Boris Kodjo, currently known for his role as Captain Sullivan on the ABC show Station 19. And Boris is playing a seminal role in helping Ghana's president attract the diaspora in America to Ghana. Boris, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Yes. So you and your wife, actress Nicole Ari Parker, spearheaded this initiative back in 2018, mm-hmm. named it Full Circle Festival. The first trip, there were just seven people?
Well, the first trip was just one of our family vacations that we went on with my children and another friend of ours, Bozoma St. John. And we had a meeting with the president, and he asked us to host an event celebrating collective ancestry and commemorating the 400 years of the beginning of the slave trade. So then
the following year
was year one of Full Circle, which was last December. And we brought about 100 people, chiefs of industry, influencers, you know, celebrities from entertainment, sports.
And this year you're expecting about 500 people to come with you?
Yes, it's been pretty crazy because in 2018, Ghana issued 70,000 visas for the country. And this year, it's 700,000.
So, wow. And when you talk about the visas, you're talking about this special program specifically to welcome those from America back home to Ghana, so to speak.
Yeah, it's an initiative by the President Akufo Addo to empower members of the diaspora to reconnect with the ancestry and, you know, come back and see for themselves, you know, the culture, because it's so important for our collective identity, for our self-worth, our confidence, to know where we came from.
It's obvious that you're so passionate about this. Your background, so your father is from Ghana, mm-hmm. correct? Tell us just a little bit more.
Yeah, my dad, he passed 3 years ago. He was born and raised in Accra in Ghana and got a scholarship to come to Europe to study medicine. And that's where he met my mom in Germany. My mother's German. And so me and my siblings were born in Austria and in Germany. And growing up, I remember us going back to Ghana a lot. And even after my parents divorced, it was important for my mother to make sure that we stay connected. Now that I have children, I find it tremendously important to make sure that you teach your children about their heritage. My kids speak German and they've been to Ghana many times and they're looking forward to going back. And it's tremendously important to empower your children to understand their roots and their ancestry.
Talk a little bit more about that. Why is that important to you?
I mean, if you look at the issues that we're battling here in this country, they're all rooted in the fact that we oftentimes feel inferior. We oftentimes suffer from a lack of identity. And that, unfortunately, is one of the negative legacies of the slave trade. Mm-hmm. And if we are to develop a sense of belonging in this country, we have to go back and understand that we didn't come from South Carolina. We didn't come from Alabama. We didn't come from Mississippi. No, we came from the West Coast of Africa, mostly. We came from kings and queens, and that we're not descendants of slaves, but yet descendants of enslaved Africans. We're descendants of the survivors.
Yeah, and that distinction is important.
It's a huge, hugely important distinction.
One other thing you've said is that double consciousness goes out the window the moment you step foot in Ghana. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, first of all, for people who don't understand what double consciousness means, it's the constant awareness, not just of who you are, but also how other people perceive you. And for Black people in this country, it's something that we have grown up with. There's always a sense that people around us are perceiving us as different. And that goes away when you go back to Africa because everybody's the same.
Mm.
And the levity you experience is transformational.
Yeah, I've heard you say that this is a movement and you likened this trip to a Jewish pilgrimage to Israel. Do you believe that all Black people should take this trek, even if they don't invest necessarily in Ghana or decide to move there permanently?
Oh, absolutely. This is purely to explore your roots and to find out who you are. And it's really about building a bridge between the diaspora and the continent. And we are all the resources we need. Africa doesn't need aid. Africa needs to galvanize the diaspora to invest in all these things that are necessary for Africa to take its rightful place on the planet.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. We know several countries, including China, are heavily investing. China has heavily invested in mining natural resources. But you've said before that Africans are the ones to develop Africa, and you really feel strongly about that. What does economic investment look like to you?
Well, first of all, in terms of natural resources, Africa is the richest continent in the world. That's why all these, you know, colonizers and nations like China are heavily interested and invested in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go back to 1884. That's when the then Chancellor of Germany, Bismarck, called on his friend, King Leopold from Belgium, and they decided to hold a conference in Berlin to colonize and exploit the continent. King Leopold went into the Congo, killed 15 million people. After World War II, 1958, when the French decided to grant independence to the 14 French colonies, they decided to make them sign the pact for the continuation of colonization, which was a contract that required those nations to continue to pay what they call the colonial debt to France, which stands until today.
Yeah. And what does that debt look like? Can you just give us like
the debt is $500 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step of creating economic development was the African Free Trade Agreement that was just established. The next step is to bring members of the diaspora over, establishing a presence on the continent so that when those contracts become available, there's somebody at the table who can put in a bid.
This, of course, is a three-prong effort, as you said. Though I'm thinking about the pilgrimage to Ghana, this isn't the first time we've seen this in history. We know Malcolm X has gone there, MLK, W.E.B. Du Bois moved there and even was buried there. Right now, there seems to be a lot of enthusiasm from Black Americans to reconnect with their African roots. How do you see this staying alive? Do you think that this time around is different from all of the other times that we've seen in history where our people have made that trek and really tried to bring people along with them?
Yeah, I think what has helped us in the effort was within the first 3 days, we generated over 100 million impressions by way of our guests starting to post pictures and telling stories and sharing their experience with the world. It was authentic and real.
Mm-hmm.
And then CNN did a report about Full Circle Festival and how we moved Ghana from 89th place to number 4 in the world of most desirable tourist destination.
Wait, just by this pilgrimage?
Just by the noise that Full Circle Festival made. And we got calls from 26 other nations within weeks after Full Circle Festival.
Are there plans to expand this?
Absolutely. You know, part of what's been plaguing Africa is the lies that have been told about the continent for decades.
I mean, really, when you talk to people here in the United States, many people, it's like a black hole.
Well, it's a black hole. First of all, it's one country.
Yeah.
Also, people don't know how big Africa is.
Right.
Right. And then all the other myths, you know, it's a cesspool. There's diseases. There's wars everywhere. Terrorism. And by all these people from the diaspora going over there, we have effectively started changing that narrative. And I think it's important that we go over there, first of all, when we're invited, and go over there with the readiness to be taught and be educated.
10 years from now, what is your wildest dream for this project?
Oh, wow. 10 years from now, I want Africa to be the number one destination for members of the diaspora. I want a tremendous amount of African investment and empower all people of African descent to be united to not just, you know, better Africa, but better ourselves in the process, because we can only be whole as an individual if Africa is whole as a continent.
Boris Kodjoe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's actor Boris Kodjoe talking about The Year of Return.